Okay, so here's the thing that blew my mind. We talk a lot about AI literacy, but nobody's really mapped out what it actually means to be good at working with AI. Like, what are the skills that separate someone who can prompt ChatGPT from someone who can actually build something meaningful with these tools?
Right. And it's not just about knowing how to use the tool. There's this framework floating around called the 4 Ds that actually breaks this down into 4 interconnected competencies.
Okay, I'm sold. What are they?
Delegation, description, discernment, and diligence. And they're not separate skills. They're this ecosystem where you need all 4 to actually work effectively with AI.
Let's start with delegation, because that feels like the foundation, right? Think of it this way. Before you can use AI effectively, you have to know when to use it and what to use it for.
Exactly. Delegation is about understanding your goal, breaking down the task, and then figuring out which part should go to AI, which parts need human judgment, and which parts are a collaboration.
So you need what they call goal and task awareness first. Can you actually articulate what you're trying to do? Because if you can't, no AI tool in the world is going to help you.
And then there's platform awareness, which is the harder part. You actually have to know the capabilities and limitations of different AI systems. What's a language model good at? What's a generative image tool good at? What are the constraints?
Wait, so does that mean you need to be a technical expert to delegate effectively?
Not an expert, but you need informed judgment. You need to evaluate tools against your actual project requirements, budget, regulatory needs, operational constraints. It's less about the specs and more about fit.
And then task delegation itself, this is where you actually decide, okay, this part of the project is automation, this part is augmentation, this part is AI as an independent agent doing something on its own.
Right. Different affordances for different jobs. Automation handles the repetitive stuff. Augmentation is AI working alongside you to make you better at what you do. Agency is the AI making decisions independently.
Okay, so once you've delegated effectively, you've got to actually talk to the AI. Enter description, the ability to prompt, right?
But description is way more than just writing a good prompt. It's about describing your product vision, describing the process you want to follow, describing how the thing should behave in the world.
Product description first. You have to articulate what the output should actually look like. Not vague, not fuzzy. Explicit characteristics, features, qualities that translate into something the AI can understand.
And here's where people miss it. That requires translating creative vision into AI understandable terms. Your gut feeling about this should feel premium doesn't mean anything to the model. You have to make it concrete.
Then there's process description, which is the dialogic piece. You're not just firing one prompt and hoping. You're iterating, breaking complex tasks into smaller prompts, having a back-and-forth conversation with the AI.
It's almost like pair programming, but with an AI. You're guiding it through a multi-step creative process, course-correcting as you go.
And then performance description. Here's the thing that gets wild. You're not just describing what the AI should create. You're describing how it should behave in the future when it's interacting with users.
You're anticipating user needs and translating them into behavioral guidelines for the AI. It's almost like writing a cultural code for how the AI should act in the world.
Okay, so you've delegated, you've described. Now you need to actually judge what the AI gave you. That's discernment, and I think this is where a lot of people fail.
Yeah, because it's not just does this look good? Discernment is about critically assessing quality, relevance, identifying biases, understanding what actually works and what doesn't.
Product discernment is the obvious one. Can you tell if the output is actually good? Can you identify what's strong and what needs rework?
But process discernment is subtler. You have to evaluate whether the human-AI collaboration itself is actually working. Is this tool making me better, or am I just spinning my wheels?
And performance discernment. This is where you're gathering feedback about how the AI behaves in the real world with actual users. Is it doing what you intended? Is the experience aligned with your vision?
Which brings us to the last piece, diligence.
And here's where ethics enters the conversation.
Diligence is basically saying, I'm responsible for what this AI creates, even though I didn't create it myself. Creation diligence is understanding the ethical implications, spotting biases, thinking about who this affects.
It's not about being perfect. It's about being intentional, understanding your ethical principles and actually applying them throughout the process, not as an afterthought.
Then transparency diligence. You have to be honest about AI involvement. Your audience, your industry, the law, they all have expectations about whether something was AI generated.
And that's not just a box to check. It's about maintaining trust. If people don't know AI was involved and they find out later, that trust breaks.
And finally, deployment diligence. Before you ship something, you actually have to verify it works, fact check it, test it, make sure you're not releasing something broken or harmful into the world.
You're vouching for it. You're taking responsibility. That's the weight of it.
So here's what I'm realizing. These four D's aren't really separate skills. They're a cycle. You delegate, you describe, you get output, you discern, you iterate, and you diligently check your work.
And the whole system breaks if you skip any one of them. You can delegate perfectly, but describe poorly and end up with garbage. Or you can describe well, but have zero discernment about whether it's actually good.
This is the framework that actually matters for AI literacy. Not how do I prompt, but how do I think about the entire human AI collaboration from start to finish.
And it's learnable. It's not magic. It's a competency framework.
That's the core insight here. The four D's give you a map for actually working effectively with AI, and it all comes down to understanding your role as the human in the collaboration.
You're not the tool operator. You're the decision maker, the communicator, the judge, and the guardian of what gets shipped.
That's what we're exploring today, how to build those competencies so you can work with AI the right way.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next time.